Page 73. Lesson D. Interesting places. 2. Listening and writing. Recommendations. B. Read the advice about staying at these hotels. Can you match each piece of advice with a hotel? Then listen and check your guesses. 1.
Welcome to the Travel Spot. This week we have reports on three very interesting hotels. First, Lisa Steiner tells us about the Cave Hotel in Turkey.
When I arrived at my hotel in Cappadocia, in Turkey, I looked up at my room and thought, uh-oh, how am I going to get up there? You actually stay in caves in the rocks, and you have to climb a ladder to get to your room. It's scary at first, but it's not so difficult. Just be sure to wear flat shoes. One morning, I went to a town nearby to go shopping. It's a great place to buy local crafts, like rugs and jewelry. The prices are very good, too. On the second day, I took a hot air balloon ride, and I really recommend this. It was amazing. You can look down on the landscape and see the whole area. All in all, I had a wonderful time in Turkey, and the Cave Hotel is great if you want something a little different.
2.
Next, Roger Bloom tells us about staying in the Lighthouse Hotel in Scotland.
The brochure said, "Come to sunny Scotland," so I came. But it wasn't sunny. That's Scottish weather for you. It's always changing. The Lighthouse Hotel is actually in the house next to the lighthouse, and the rooms are very beautiful and luxurious. And that's good because you spend a lot of time indoors. It's a good idea to bring lots of books and board games with you for those rainy days. And rain jackets, too, if you decide to go out. And you should. The views are fantastic, and you can borrow binoculars from the hotel to watch the dolphins. It's also a good place for bird watching. So, do I recommend the Lighthouse Hotel? Yes, I do, but only if you don't mind the rain.
3.
Finally, we hear about Carl Turner's stay at the Spa Hotel in Austria.
I usually prefer a camping vacation. You know, sleeping bag and tent. But my wife, well, she's more into nice hotels. So, one weekend in the fall, I agreed to go with her to a spa hotel in Austria. The hotel is a 2-hour drive from the capital city of Vienna, and it looks amazing. The buildings look like works of art. It's easy to see why people go there. It's so quiet and peaceful, and the view is fantastic. But it's miles from anywhere, so make sure you take everything you need with you. The spa hotel is a great place to relax or exercise. You can go swimming, walk in the grounds, or just sleep by the pool. We really enjoyed the hot water pools. Just don't spend more than 20 minutes in the water at a time, or you could come out looking bright pink. The rooms were very comfortable, and the food was fabulous. The whole weekend was actually a real treat. So, did I miss my tent and sleeping bag? Not at all. In fact, we're going back there next spring.
That's all from the Travel Spot this week. Join us next when...